May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and your family. Yeah, I'd like to do a reflection this morning. I see that they deals with the heroes and heroines. I guess this, I'll be thinking about all of those people who have been tortured and all of the people who was tortured during the Inquisition, people who was tortured during the time of the Messiah Jesus, like the Messiah Jesus himself. And so I want to read a short dramatic piece of poetry. It's called Extraordinary Rendition and a Letter from the Dark Recesses of the Mind. Dr. Solomon, I am writing you this letter because I am conflicted. You are my mentor. I am who I am because of you. But now, Dr. Solomon, I find myself in a secret, undisclosed location, a matter of national security. They say I'm doing the right thing as a loyal American, but yet I am conflicted. I can't sleep at night because I hear the tortured screams of the victims of my work. They invade my sleep and slip into my dreams, turning them into nightmares. You told me that the best profession was to be a healer, but I heal nothing. I cure nothing. I can't stop the tortured screams that echoes through my mind. I miss the innocence of my calling, a healer and helper for humanity. I have become part of a modern day inquisition, trying to justify our so-called national security, trying to save lives, but losing our soul. How would I be judged by God? Am I doing the right thing? Please help me, Dr. Solomon. What can I do to stop the voices of the tortured screams of my victims? Dear Dr. Joshua, I received your letter asking for my advice, my help in quelling the tortured screams in the innermost recess of your mind. As I mentioned in some of our earlier correspondence, I felt that your conflict came when you made the wrong choices, knowing the difference between right and wrong. I told you that those who justify torture are just as guilty as those who commit the act. I taught you to be a healer, a helper for humanity. To torture one human being is to torture all of humanity. My dear student, to torture is to play God. Do you think that you are God? Do God torture? All the wicked deeds that happened in the darkness are coming to light. That is my answer to your letter from the dark recesses of your mind. Torture. Another inquisition. Stop pretending like you don't know. Here's what they're doing. They're mad about 9/11 and they're crying for help. They are gangbanging in the desert, in the streets of Baghdad, the alleyways of Babylon, the mountains of Afghanistan. Torture, murder, kidnapping and carjacking in the streets of Baghdad and the alleyways of Babylon. A muted voice is in a sea of confusion. Wars and rumors of wars. But the pen is mightier than the sword, and the word is mightier than the pen. They're mad about 9/11 and they're crying for help. It's your fault that 9/11 happened. Does anybody care where eagles dare? Mad men's at the control, seeking destruction for all like a 9/11 call. A ball of confusion, echoes of the cross, the crescent, and the six-point star. Tearing up the world near and far, talking about peace. A piece of this, a piece of that. The oneness of God. Have you forgotten about that? This is a mad, mad world. This world is angry and people are going mad, seeking destruction for all like a 9/11 call, a cry for help. Does anybody care where eagles dare? This world is angry and people are going mad. People are mad at all those ex-revolutionaries who forgot about the revolution. The revolution of the mind this time. A high-tech revolution. I'm mad as hell about 9/11. Mad at the hijackers who hijacked the mind. Get high off this, get high off that. Sex, money, and drugs. That's where it's at. I'm mad at the hijackers. They hijacked the prices so I can't eat. Hijacked the rent, leaving me homeless with no place to sleep. Hijackers, hijacking all the time. They hijacked the religion with idol worshiping concepts. Hijacked the history books and give them to somebody else. Hijackers, hijacking all the time. It's your fault that 9/11 happened. Divided among yourself and divided from each other. Until you unify as one, you will remain under the gun. In a society that can split the atom, travel to the moon and clone a living cell, yet there is more poverty, hate, and disease than ever before. So stick your head out of the window and scream, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah.